The draft budget includes 44 new full-time equivalent, or FTE, positions and a nearly $4 million price tag. School Board Vice President J.J. Ehlers says they want to understand the real needs in the district.
We ask Dr. Conley to give us a wish list budget to make us the very best school district that she thought we needed to be, and that's the budget that we're starting with. If you look at the budget, a lot of it is dealing with our mental health issues and with our need for special education.
The budget proposal calls for 12 new mental health positions and falls under the category of special education and Tier 3 intervention. There are another 4 additional counselors and 4 after-school academic interventionists. The remaining 24 positions cover a variety of educational and classroom needs. Board member Petra Butler says they'll be looking at the priorities and timeframes for filling all the new positions.
That goes back to the goals that we set for our board, and one of them was mental wellness, so I think that's definitely a priority of this board. The education of our students is also a priority, so I think at our next work session, we're going to be going through each of those positions and having a discussion to figure out exactly what the priority is going to be and how we're going to move forward filling all of these positions. And what's the time frame for them?
A recent announcement was made by the Jordan School District that their school board and education association are near agreement on a $10 million salary reform package. The effort is due to the statewide teacher shortage and retention challenges. Park City School District contract negotiations are underway now, and Ehlers thinks teachers value smaller class sizes.
We could raise our class sizes back up. We made a decision last year to lower class sizes, and I think that's going to pay off in the long run. And I think my hope is that teachers will understand that with lower class sizes and possibly the same or a little bit more pay, that's worth it.
Even if all 44 positions were to be filled this year, the challenge remains to fit new bodies into already overcrowded facilities.
And that's something that we might have to use some of that capital money that we were talking about to add additional space.
Or remodel the district office somewhat to make some space.
I think everything's on the table. I think as a community, we need to decide, you know, what our priorities are. Is it important that we keep those class sizes really small?
That was Board Member Butler. Further discussion is planned for the next school board meeting on May 2nd at 9 a.m. Those interested in the budget proposal can access all documents on pcschools.us under April 18th Agenda Board Docs. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.